when and how did you learn of the possibility that a member of the city council was living somewhere outside their district?
Well, I received a phone call from a local news media outlet telling me that they had evidence of that. And they asked me if a council member from a single-member district could move to another district and stay in the office. And what I told them was the charter. I read the charter language to them. It says that a single-member district council member must remain a resident of that district throughout their term of office. And basically I said, for example, if the mayor of Bryan moved his residence to College Station, and that was going to be where he was living, then he would no longer meet the qualifications to be mayor. It's the same thing with a single-member district representative. If they move their home and where their domicile is out of their single-member district, they don't meet the qualifications in the charter to remain a resident throughout the term of office. And, you know, if it's, you know, it would be a permanent move. If they move their home from one district to another, then that's where the qualification issue would come in.
Has it been determined if a move has occurred?
No, sir.
And what's involved in doing that?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that question. This will be an issue where the city attorney will have to give some legal advice to the council for them to be updated on that situation. So I'm not really sure what would happen or how that determination would be made. I'm sure there's a lot of issues involved with that. Any consideration of it would have to go to the city council. It's certainly not a staff decision. It's not my decision. This is something that would be looked at by the council.
Next question probably is going to be a similar, if not the same, response. What's the definition of a permanent move?
Well, I don't. A permanent move, basically, I think what it means is a residence is your residence where you are going to stay. For example, if you're not in your home, let's say you had a flood in your home and you needed to move out to another place temporarily while the insurance company came in and cleaned up your home, well, you're certainly going to go back. I think it's based on an intent to return. If you go to Colorado for a month's vacation in the summer, and wouldn't we all like to, you're not going to stay in Colorado. You're not moving your house there. That's not where you're going to be living. You'll be back in a month, and you're going to go back to your house. So the residency is based upon where you are going to be living. And residency is a very hard thing to define, but it means your permanent home. Where are you going to be living? That's where you're going to be sleeping. That's where you live. It's not a temporary situation.
Anything else that I have missed regarding the qualifications of residency as a member of council?
No, I don't think so. It's just a situation that it's a charter provision. It's something that the council will have to take a look at if they so choose to. That's their decision. And again, it's based upon where a person's home, where their residence and their domicile is. And that certainly would not be my call. That would be up to the city council to make that decision.
But you're involved because of your elections responsibilities in your office.
Well, I would assume so. I think that's probably why I got the phone call from you. But again, it's not my place to make that determination. I'm just simply telling you what the charter says, and it says to be a single-member district representative, you must remain a resident of that district throughout the term. It doesn't talk about a temporary absence. So, but again, like I said, if you had water in your house and you needed to leave for 2 weeks while it was cleaned up or whatnot, you're going to be returning to that residence. If you take a vacation, That doesn't mean you're not going to come home. You're going to come home. But if you pick up and move everything you have and you move to another house outside the district and that's where you're going to be living from now on, then you have moved. So that would be the situation. And that has not been determined. You know, we're just being provided information to that effect. That information will have to go to the city council. They will get legal advice, and then it's in their hands. It's certainly not up to me.
All right. I am done with that. But I also want to ask about the, or at least get on the record when we report that we've made a request for the Bryan Police Department's investigation reports on the mm-hmm. on the criminal investigation and what the process is to why there's going to be a delay in finding out what, if anything, we're entitled to.
Well, the documents and records that are relative to the case is being sent to the Attorney General's office by the city attorney for a determination by the Attorney General as to what can be released or what may be released and what cannot be released. And that decision will be made by the Attorney General. Typically, when we send a request to the Attorney General for a ruling on an open records request, it usually takes a couple of months before we hear back.
The city of Bryan did not release that information to KBTX then?
I have no knowledge of how KBTX got the documents. It did not come in originally through an open records request. They did file an open records request, but it was after the fact. I have no knowledge of how they got it. It did not come through my office. It did not come through the city attorney's office. We don't know how they got it. And I asked, and they told me they could not tell me that, which I understand. But in an official capacity, I can say the city of Bryan did not officially release that document.